Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Today we turn our attention to the Old Testament prophet Ezekiel, chapter 17, beginning with verse 22. Thus says the Lord God, I will take also one of the highest branches of the high cedar and set it out. I will crop off from the topmost of its young twigs a tender one, and will plant it on a high and prominent mountain. On the mountain height of Israel I will plant it, and it will bring forth boughs and bear fruit and be a majestic cedar. Under it will dwell birds of every sort. In the shadow of its branches they will dwell. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, of whom Isaiah said, He grew up as a tender plant and as a root out of dry ground. Dear friends in Christ, the tree mentioned in the passage I just read to you is technically known as the Cedrus Libani, or the Lebanon cedar. It was common to the eastern Mediterranean area of the ancient Near East. And at the time of the prophet Ezekiel, God used this majestic tree as a picture of how his kingdom of grace would be planted, how it would grow and flourish. Maybe you've witnessed a bird building its nest in the topmost boughs of a lofty tree. And maybe in this uncertain world in which we're living now, you've wished that you could have that kind of security, that you could find a dwelling place as safe and as lofty as that. Well, look no further, because God has given you a place in His kingdom, and no place could be safer than that. That's why our theme this morning is God's kingdom is tall timber. Ezekiel was a prophet to the rebellious nation of Judah at a time when one disaster had already befallen them and another one was soon to come to pass. Already defeated once by the Babylonians, Judah's last king, King Zedekiah, rejected the prophet Ezekiel's advice and rebelled again, relying on the power of his alliance with Egypt rather than relying on the Lord. Jerusalem was besieged, conquered, and destroyed, and the remainder of its people were carried away into captivity. And the story might have ended there, sad and hopeless, but when everything seemed lost, there came a ray of hope. Through the prophet Ezekiel, God predicted deliverance and restoration for a small remnant of his people who would repent of their sins and turn back to the Lord. In the near term, the exiles would return from captivity in Babylon. But it's the farther term fulfillment of this prophecy that particularly concerns you and me, for it predicts the establishment of an everlasting kingdom, great and majestic, like a towering cedar tree. That's the kingdom you and I belong to, the kingdom of God. God's kingdom is tall timber, but its beginnings were humble. It started out as a tiny twig. God said, I will crop off from the topmost of its young twigs a tender one, and will plant it on a high and prominent mountain. That last verb, by the way, literally means transplant, really, rather than plant. Zedekiah was the last king of Judah, the last in that royal line of David to sit upon a physical throne there in Jerusalem. But there was another descendant of David coming, one who would be born 600 years later in a lowly cattle shed in Bethlehem. A humble baby born to poor parents, a tender twig transplanted by God into that fertile soil of a humanity desperately in need of a savior. That twig grew and became tall timber. Ezekiel said, on the mountain height of Israel I will plant it, and it will bring forth boughs and bear fruit and be a majestic cedar. The key word there, of course, is majestic, and the term describes something that is lofty and spreads out far, like the Lebanon cedar, whose branches are often as wide as the tree is tall. Not only that, but its roots spread out to the same width, to take hold of that rocky Middle Eastern soil and provide nourishment and structure to hold up the entire majestic tree. God's kingdom, too, is tall timber. That's why that's the perfect metaphor for God's kingdom. On Pentecost, the tender plant burst into flower and began its vigorous growth and expansion. The growth of God's kingdom continued upward and outward until its majestic branches reached all the way around the world, all the way around to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, here on the opposite side of the globe from where that twig was planted. God's kingdom is tall timber, and the most comforting thing about that is the absolute security it gives to those who find a home in its branches. It provides a safe dwelling place for all. In 1998, Dutch anthropologists discovered a lost tribe deep in the jungles of Papua New Guinea, a tribe called the Karawai. The Karawai are a people who are under constant threat from warlike neighbors, so they came up with an interesting defense mechanism. Their dwellings are all built in trees. The entire village is built in houses at the tops of lofty trees, some of them over 100 feet in height. When danger threatens, they pull up the ladders. Threat neutralized. Wouldn't that make you feel safe? Wouldn't you like to have that kind of absolute security? You already do. For God's kingdom is tall timber. It provides a safe dwelling place for all. Ezekiel says, it will be a majestic cedar. Under it will dwell birds of every sort. In the shadow of its branches they will dwell. God's kingdom is for people of every nation and of every sort. And what perfect security they find in the branches of that kingdom. In a favorite hymn we sing, children of the Heavenly Father, safely in his bosom gather. Nestling bird nor star in heaven, such a refuge e'er was given. Again and again, Scripture underlines the fact that when you're a member of God's kingdom of grace, absolute security is your possession. Not a heartache or a trial can occur in your life that your Heavenly Father does not see, that he does not care about, and from which he will not deliver you in his good time and according to his gracious will. You are also secure, of course, from the very worst enemy of all, sin. No longer do you have to run to and fro fretting about your sin, wondering how you could possibly be included in the majestic kingdom of God. Yes, your sins are great. Mine are worse. But remember, God's kingdom is tall timber. Where sin did abound, Scripture says, there grace did much more abound. Jesus Christ, the long-promised branch of righteousness, cradles you safely in his boughs and will not let you fall. In California's Inyo National Forest, near the top of a craggy peak, stands an ancient tree. It was already 2,000 years old when Ezekiel wrote the words of our text. Named Methuselah, it's a bristlecone pine tree that biologists think may be the oldest living thing on Earth. Coincidentally, it is also a close relative of the Lebanon cedar. It too has natural defenses that keep it safe from pests and parasites. But its preservative properties pale in comparison with the tree that we're considering today. For through faith in Christ, each of us belongs to the kingdom of God, and God's kingdom is tall timber. It started with a tender twig, and by now it has become a majestic tree with branches spreading around the globe. It also provides us a safe dwelling place from the attacks of sin, death, and Satan. God grant that each of us believers may find our dwelling place safe within the branches of the tall timber of God's kingdom. Amen. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, we praise you that your kingdom, once a tiny twig, has grown to stretch its majestic boughs over all the earth. Remind us, Lord, of another tree, the cross of Calvary, upon which you gave your life and from which we draw our life. Preserve our faith in you, keeping us safe among the lofty branches of your kingdom. Amen. We'll conclude with stanzas 1 and 2 of hymn 123.